This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Saturday, October 13th. The Rock. Our reading comes from Exodus chapter 17 and 1 Corinthians chapter 10. The whole Israelite community set out from the desert of Sin, traveling from place to place as the Lord commanded. They camped at Rephidim, but there was no water for the people to drink. So they quarreled with Moses and said, "Give us water to drink." Moses replied, "Why do you quarrel with me? Why do you put the Lord to the test?" But the people were thirsty for water there, and they grumbled against Moses. They said, "Why did you bring us out of Egypt to make us and our children and livestock die of thirst?" Then Moses cried out to the Lord, "What am I to do with these people? They are almost ready to stone me." The Lord answered Moses, "Go out in front of the people. Take with you some of the elders of Israel, and take in your hand the staff with which you struck the Nile, and go. I will stand there before you by the rock at Horeb. Strike the rock, and water will come out of it for the people to drink." So Moses did this in the sight of the elders of Israel, and he called the place Massah and Meribah, because the Israelites quarreled, and because they tested the Lord, saying, "Is the Lord among us or not?" 1 Corinthians 10 verse 4. They drank from the spiritual rock that accompanied them, and that rock was Christ. Many passages in the Bible speak of God as a rock. Jacob called God the rock of Israel. Hannah said, "There is no rock like our God." And David said, "Exalted be my God, the rock, my Savior." The picture is supremely appropriate. God is always our firm, faithful, everlasting foundation. So when the people of Israel quarreled with Moses in the desert, demanding water to drink, God told Moses to take his staff and go to the rock at Horeb. God would stand before the rock, and Moses was to strike it with his staff. Water would gush out of the rock for the people to drink. The people had been belligerent, saying, "Is the Lord among us or not?" And God showed them that of course he was there. The people watched the miracle happen, and their thirst was satisfied. God, as always, provided for them. Years later, when the religious leaders quarreled with Jesus, he said in a loud voice, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as Scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow from within them." By living water, he meant the blessings of eternal life. Jesus is the rock of salvation, who was stricken so that we can receive the water of life. Pray with me. Give us living water in this dry, barren world, Lord. May your blessings of salvation flow from us to others. In your name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.